Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have to spend some time, though, on this breaking Penguins news. Pierre LeBrun is saying that Ron Burkle, Mario Lemieux, and David Morehouse are trying to buy back the Penguins.
Oh. I just am seeing this 4 minutes ago, Pony. I was busy looking at a picture of Joe Block and Dan Muse that looks way more like twins than I could ever look like either of them. So I'm baffled. I'm flummoxed. His tweet also says Fenway has been looking to sell a partial share, and it looks like that Burkle and Lemieux are just saying, screw this. We'll take the whole kit and caboodle if you let us. I know this. We all know this, Pony. I'm not like breaking any inside baseball. Mario's relationship with FSG, not good.
Nope.
Very bad,
so I would things were
say.
Promised to him post-sale that they didn't make good on, and he's the type of guy when you do that where, okay, you're now pretty much dead to me. Is how it's been.
I thought
been.
Morehouse was over with the Steelers, too.
He is.
So he's
the band's getting back together is what it sounds like.
I was just going to say, this sounds like the beginning of an Ocean's 11 movie.
And David had health problems a couple years ago, but everyone's told me he's like back at it and 100% and as active and involved with things as he's always been.
I mean, I would imagine that this is great news for Penguins fans who are, I think, a small frustration. The team is bad. That isn't necessarily connected directly to ownership, but I just think people want Mario involved, and I understand why.
Well, and yes, not only is it because Mario is obviously a god here, but that was their baby. That was Burkle, Mario, and David Morehouse was not a partial owner.
It was
but
part of the portfolio for FSG versus
exactly.
This is the only thing that
they're
really
outsiders.
They cared about.
They're Boston guys.
It's the only sports thing Ron Burkle did, to my knowledge.
Yeah,
like he made his money in grocery, but this was his sports baby.
They're not. They want the Penguins to win. Because they'll be more profitable, but it's not like a labor of love for them, and it was for those guys. Now you hear varying reports about why they got out of it. They sold high. They actually got out at a great time before this regional sports network like TV money bubble kind of burst. Mm-hmm. And I would expect that they're getting back in because they think they're going to get the Penguins for a bargain. Now, I wouldn't.
That's good. I mean, that's the only thing that would make sense from a business perspective. Burkle's the money there, and so he would be the guy having to make that call.
The way sports franchises still, when they're sold, I mean, it's usually for more than they were previously purchased for, but maybe in this case, it won't be for that much more. I don't know. I did not have this on my bingo card of things that were going to pop up on today's show.
The only thing I would say, no, that the die is already cast. I was going to say, I think Mario being in the owner's box contributed to some degree, them keeping the band together on the ice when maybe it would have been much better business and made sense to break them up. So you would hope you don't fall into those traps, but they're in a completely different place as a franchise now, so you don't have to really worry about that.
There are, I think, massive ramifications for this. Like, let's just talk about the way we consume our teams. If this sale were to go through, what happens to Pittsburgh Sportsnet? That's a Boston-run or Sportsnet
it's
Pittsburgh.
It's a subsidiary of Nesson.
That's a Boston-run thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.